Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we have a caller who just started up at Yale on a full ride, full scholarship, doesn't pay a single dollar. But the catch is that any money he makes, 25% of that goes back to Yale. So he's wondering, how should he be investing, knowing that 25% of whatever he makes is just going to be taken by the university? So anyway, let's bring him on and see what's going on. So Nick, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hi, Graham. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So here's a little background about me. So I'm Nick. I'm 18 years old, and currently I'm a first-year student at Yale studying computer science. And due to family circumstances, I'm receiving full financial aid from the university. So this leads into a couple of questions that I had about this situation.
Perfect. Congratulations on Yale, man. That's fancy.
Oh, thank you. I'm very grateful for the opportunity as well. Okay, so I guess my first question is, based on the financial package, all of my assets that I have at the end of each year will be kind of like taxed by the university at a 25% rate. And that's because I'm receiving like full aid from the college. And I anticipate some income this year from like part-time work, summer internships, and money from outside scholarships. So I guess my first question is, what should I spend any money that I save on, given that, you know, like a quarter of it will be taken away each year?
Yeah, so I'm really curious. I had no idea that's even a thing. It makes sense, right? If they're giving you money to go to school, or they're essentially giving you free education, they would want something in return for that. It makes sense. How does that work with assets, though? Is that net profit? Because what if you make 100 grand? Let's say you have 100,000 in revenue from a side business, but only 5,000 of that is profit. They're not taking $25,000 of revenue, right? How does that work?
Well, I assume no. So basically, the conditions of my financial aid package is if financial circumstances of me or my family do not change significantly, then I keep receiving the full aid, except that all my assets, which means just like stuff that I have in the savings account or any investments I have, that gets taken away 25% of it. But of course, if I, you know, make like $10,000 over the summer, but I only save $2,000, then they'll only tax the $2,000, not the entire revenue.
That's what I thought. Okay, so assets is basically whatever your net revenue is. So is that even if you work like a summer job, let's just say, and you make 10 grand a summer job, and that's net after taxes, they're going to take, you know, $2,500 from that?
No, it's only if I declare that as my like savings. So like if I spent like from that $10,000, if I spend like $5,000 on like, I don't know, college, like move-in costs, or like I get a new laptop, then that money will not be taxed by the university. So only stuff that I have in my savings account or in my investment account.
Got it. But what if you have $10,000 and you spend $9,000 of it at the bar, you know, having drinks with your buddies, you know, getting some mischief and stuff like that? Like what do they count? Is that spent like college spending? How do they know what you're spending money on?
Honestly, I have no idea. I guess maybe they'll get suspicious if they see that, like, you know, from $10,000 earnings, and for someone who already gets like all of their needs accounted for at college, and they like spend 90% of that, maybe they'll be suspicious. I don't know. And especially, I wouldn't be able to provide them, you know, bar checks because I'm underage, so that wouldn't look good on me.
I'm just saying, like, I'm curious how they calculate that and how they would know. Like, how would they know you're not spending that money on, like, extracurricular activities, you know, or, like, textbooks or living expenses or food? How would they know that versus, like, you know, spending it on some girl you just met, you know? Or, like, going on a trip to Cabo or something.
Yeah, I don't think they would necessarily know. Okay. I guess that's part of the thing where they want to make sure that your financial situation doesn't change significantly. So I guess like if I make $0 one year and $10,000 the next year, maybe they'll consider that a somewhat significant change. So they will just like decrease my package a little bit, but all assets will still be taxed at 25%. So I can spend anything on whatever I want.
Got it. Okay, I have a feeling it's probably the honor system, and if there's anything sneaky, they're probably going to look into it, but overall it seems like the honor system. I don't know 100%. If anyone in the comments, by the way, knows about this and wants to comment their experience, feel free to. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't see it as that big of a deal. You might selfishly want to keep your income at a level that doesn't impact what you receive from the school in terms of scholarships and benefits and stuff like that. I've seen some where some people have, you know, make a little bit too much money that year and they're just over that threshold and something gets cut because they made like a little bit too much that year. So I wouldn't want to see that happen to you. But You know, as long as that's reasonable, I don't see any issue with that. You know, I mean, if you're getting a free education, them taking 25% of, you know, of some money you make, I don't see that as being that big of a deal, you know? And in all fairness, mm-hmm. Try to be fair here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So would you recommend, like, you know, starting your Roth IRA now, since I'm 18 already, so I can, like, start that? Do you think that's a good decision?
I would, but, you know, like, oh man, it sucks for the so because they would be taking 25% of that.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to tell you don't start a Roth IRA for that.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So, like, I guess if, like, let's say I happen to, like, have a business idea in this year, would you recommend just, like, going for it since, like, I can, like, spend that money and that would be considered spending?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably be more likely to if they wouldn't take 25% of it. But the Roth mm-hmm. is a really that's a good one because now is the time to really do it, you know, especially for the next 4 years. You can get, you know, $20,000+ in a Roth IRA while you're in a really low mm-hmm. tax bracket, not making a lot of money. There's a big opportunity cost for that. And I don't want to tell you to lie to your university, but, like, man, if there's any way, like, you can just give your parents cash and have them make the contribution to your account for you. But I don't know if Yale is going to be wanting, like, retirement accounts for you if that's even something they can ask for.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually asked this. Yeah, they said that they do want my retirement accounts, not my parents, but mine, yes. Because I guess they don't expect an 18-year-old to open a retirement account.
Wow. Yeah. So there's kind of no – so they're going to see that you can contribute that to your account. You know, I mean yeah. – I'd be weary about giving that money to your parents just because you don't know what might happen to that or if they need the money at some point and you contributed the money to that and they end up using it or spending it or for whatever reason it doesn't end up back in your pocket. You know, there's always a risk to that and I don't know your parents well enough to advise you on that. Geez, man, you might just need to suck it up, but having yeah. 20 or like, oh man, it's a horrible situation. I think all the way, I don't think there's a happy, because one, you contribute to the IRA and you get 25% off, but you contributed it, you know, to the IRA. So at least that's a good thing. But on the other hand, like, if you keep your money cash, let's just say, and you don't declare that to your university, sure, you can keep 25% more, and then contribute, you know, after you've graduate, which might be an option, but then you miss out on 4 years worth of contribution within the Roth IRA.
There are, like, ethical reasons for just, like, you know, not reporting it. So I don't know.
Geez, I mean, I would be somewhat inclined just to contribute, pay the 25% fee to the university, and just be happy you're getting a free education at Yale.
Yeah,
25% of, you know, $6,000 a year is not the end of the world. Spend all the other mm-hmm. money on whatever stuff you want. That's what I'm kind of thinking, because you are getting a free education at top university. I would probably just suck it up. Is my honest advice on that, and my ethical mm-hmm. and moral advice on that. It's just, you know, pay it forward 25%. People pay like $50,000 a year for stuff like this that you're getting for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you for answering that question.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last question is, so I guess, like, when I graduate from college in 4 years and find my first job, hopefully as, like, a software engineer, what do you think should be, like, the top, like, investment priority? So either investing or saving up to invest into a real estate property, investing in stocks, or just contributing the maximum to Roth IRA while saving up for investment properties.
It really depends on what you want to do. For me, I've always prioritized the rental property, but because I was in real estate, I felt like that gave me a very unique advantage over everyone else because I was, like, in it every day. So I found my calling in real estate, really, in real estate investing. So that's always been my number one. For you, I mean, I would just go through the normal recommendations for this. If you're with an employer, always take the employer match no matter what. So that's always take that. So that's a given. You do that first. Then I'd probably max out the Roth IRA. And then everything after that, I would just either put back into maybe some sort of taxable investments or continue with the 401k, or maybe just use that to invest in real estate. Because employer match in a 401k, we're talking maybe a few grand, realistically, a few grand. Then we're talking $6,000 mm-hmm. in a Roth IRA. So right there, we're about 10,000. So anything more than 10,000, if it were me, I'd just save it. invest in real estate and just have that be a thing. And look into house hacking too.
Okay. Thank you very much, Graham.
Cool. You got it. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
See ya. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you have not already subscribed, make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell, hit the like button. Add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, we have a Discord link in the description for anyone who wants to join that. Just feel free right now. Go and add yourself to the Discord. We got like 1,000 people in the group right now. It's really cool, so just make sure to join that community. And anyway, with that said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.